Okay, so I'm joined by Helen Swires, who is the chairman of North Yorkshire County Council. So first of all, Helen, just tell me, well, why you're here today.
Really, quite simply to say a thank you and to express on behalf of the County Council our appreciation of all that the volunteers have done for the Library Service. For without them, we would not have 42 libraries as we do now. Many of them would have gone.
This is something you feel quite passionately about as well. You've been involved for the past year or so, especially. Just tell me a bit about your involvement with regards to the local libraries.
Well, I have visited a number of them, obviously not all 42, and I've been very impressed how there's a real enthusiasm for their libraries, and it's not just about books. It's about so much more. They are really creating something of a community hub for their own communities, and each library has its own personality and character, which comes from the volunteers and from their own communities.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying before, no two libraries are really the same, but it's nice that each library is unique in a way.
Well, yes, because people are unique, and it's the people that become involved and the skills and the enthusiasms that they bring with them.
And obviously, like you said before, you're mainly here today to talk about the volunteers, the vast number of volunteers, I'll actually add, and to actually thank them, because without them, there would be no libraries.
All the rural libraries would have been gone, all the extra libraries in town here in Harrogate. There would be Bilton and Starbeck, Knaresborough maybe, that would unlikely have survived.
And so how important is it that these volunteers are here and are helping, like you said, all our local libraries?
Oh, it's immensely important because, well, they are the libraries now. It's their work and enthusiasm that are keeping them going, and it's lovely to see.
Yeah, and libraries are still popular as well.
Growing. In many cases, there is a bigger footfall than there was when the county had them on their own, because they're running events and all sorts of groups and, you know, becoming a real community hub, which all helps with, because there's been a great deal of talk over the last year or two about the problems of loneliness and isolation. Well, these things all help to combat this, so it's very good. You've got your knit and natter groups, writers' circles, all sorts of things are going on. The under five reading, adult reading, there's been events, sort of mystery events. One was Who Framed Goldilocks?
Amazing.
And the imagination that has gone in to coming up with some of these ideas. In one library, it was to do with bats and the protection of bats, because obviously they must have had a volunteer or access to someone that knew something of the subject. They've involved all sorts of people. It's really good.
How 42 libraries, is it?
Yes.
Yes. And out of those 42, they're all still going strong.
All still going and thriving. They haven't just kept their libraries across the county going. They have actually improved and they are thriving and growing according to each of their own particular characteristics.
That's incredible. And I mean, I don't know whether, obviously, like I said, the amount of volunteers that you have is incredible, and you know, you're here to thank them for giving up so much time and effort and sort of passion into helping all our local libraries. Is there a need for any more, or do you think it's still popular for volunteers to get behind?
Well, I have spoken to some volunteers that have not normally, because in every community we have our volunteers and it's the same faces wherever we go. But some new faces have come forward and there's been one or two that have told me that it was because their library was in danger of closing that they have come forward, and they would not normally be volunteers because they're still working, still have commitments perhaps. yes, we do still need more coming forward, because we need to ensure that they keep going forward, and that there's some sort of succession planning, and sustainability becomes built in.
Yeah, exactly. We also wanted to talk about the Home Library Service. So first of all, just tell me a bit about that for people that may not be aware that it's available.
Well, we're doing these events and talking to volunteers, because the library staff do need to hear from volunteers. There needs to be a dialogue between them, because they need to know what is working well and things that are not working so well, and perhaps a waste of time and not what is needed. I have been told by the volunteers in the Home Library Service that at the moment it is not the recruitment of volunteers, it's the recruitment of users that they would like to promote. They would like to see more users. In some cases they put out flyers and things and they haven't had the response that they would like. But so we've just got to keep sending out the message there that that service is available. For there again, you see, it helps with isolated people, housebound, just to be able to read a book. And don't forget, there's the audio books. It isn't just about a book to read. And you get books in Braille, and there's all sorts of things available. You just need to make contact and see if we can find something for you.
What's the best way for people to make contact?
Well, if they can't go along themselves, ring their local library or the library service at County Hall, and they'll make sure that someone gets in touch with them.
Perfect. And before we go, would you like to sort of summarise your main message as to why you're here today?
Just a very simple thank you. It is appreciated, all the people out there that are helping in the library service. It's appreciated by the County Council, but more especially it's appreciated by the people within their own communities, for that has kept the facilities of the library open to them at a local level.